The reading is from Matthew chapter 28, beginning at verse 16. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to meet. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
So this first Sunday after Easter, we've thought about how the resurrection of Christ changes everything. It changed everything for Peter. It changes anything for anyone who believes, for me and for you. We're going to look at one very short passage today. These are the very last words in the Gospel of Matthew, just before Jesus goes back to heaven. This is what he says to his followers. "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Did you spot all the alls and everys in that short little statement? This is a really big deal. Here is Jesus, risen from the dead. The last thing he does is to give his followers a mission. Go, Jesus says. Go and make disciples. Make more followers of me. Make them in every nation on the earth. Baptize them. Teach them everything I have commanded you. Just imagine for a second being one of those 11 disciples, a bunch of fishermen and tax collectors. Pretty ordinary people. And the job Jesus gives to them, that's to take the message of Christianity to what? How far? To the whole world. How do you reckon they were feeling when Jesus said that to them? I think I'd be feeling like, this is way too much. We're 11 ordinary guys. What hope have we got of changing the entire world? Well, here we are. 2,000 years later, 2,000 miles away from those 11 men on a mountain in Galilee. And the message about Jesus really has gone to every corner of the world. It is utterly astonishing. It should blow your mind how a group smaller than our church were used to transform the whole world. And it still stands today, this commission of Jesus. So let's have a look. First of all, who? Who? Well, it's to every Christian. It's not an optional part of being a Christian to be involved in Christ's mission to go to the whole world. This is the whole job, the whole point of the church. And so all its members are involved somehow. We're people with a mission. Being a Christian gives us a real purpose in life. We have a mission, and our mission is to take the good news about Jesus to anyone who will listen to us. And every one of us has a role to play. I wonder what you'd think of someone you met who said they were a huge Manchester United fan, but then you found out they couldn't name a single player in the team. They'd never watched a game. They didn't know the rules of football. They hadn't even kicked a football in their life. You'd have to question whether they really were Manchester United fans at all. And in the same way, because the church's whole purpose is to do this work of making disciples, a mark of being part of the church is to have some involvement of that too. So that's the who. Then what? What? We're going to teach them everything Jesus commanded us. We're going to tell them about the one who has all authority, the one who truly rules this world and who has absolute power. Instead of telling them to sort of bow down and cower in fear, we we get to tell them of his glorious sacrificial love. He is better than they or we can even imagine, because even though he really is the one with all authority in heaven and on earth, he is also the one who loved his people enough to die for them. Jesus laid down his life for his people, for people who he calls friends. That's astonishing. That's what we share, not a vague belief that up there somewhere is a God people should probably believe in. No, we tell them exactly what God is like because we know what he's like. We see it every time we read about Jesus, and he's better than anything we could dream up. Who and what? What about where? Where? Well, in one sense, everywhere. That's what Jesus says. Go, make disciples of all nations. Now, for us, we might want to go to some remote part of Uzbekistan where people have never heard of Jesus. But actually, we're surrounded by people who know very little about Jesus, and we can go to them. We can tell them, your friends, your family, that is where God has sent you. You don't need to cross the sea to obey the command of Jesus. You just need to see the cross. You don't need to cross the sea to obey the command of Jesus. You just need to see the cross, for the cross to make a difference. That's what makes us respond to Jesus' command. So that's the where. Wherever you are, that's where God has placed you. And when? Well, now. There's no reason to wait until you know more, or get a better chance, or until you think you can answer all the tricky questions someone could ask you. We can sometimes think it must be really tricky to tell others about Jesus. And we don't want to pretend that it's easy. But at the same time, sometimes I think we make it sound as if it's like running this marathon. Only the crazy, keen and fit people like Bob would do that. It's not like that. You don't need any special training. All you have to do is say something about Jesus, the Jesus that you know. He's the one we speak about. And if you do have any tricky questions, I'd love you to come and talk to me. It's always great to have these discussions. And lastly, why and how? Why do we do it? Well, do you see why it isn't? It isn't to get brownie points with God, and it's not because Jesus is going to thunderbolt you if you don't. No, the reason is that he is the one who has authority, all authority in heaven and on earth. Christianity isn't one way of doing life among many, and you just got to pick your favorite and you happen to have plumped for Christianity. No, Jesus has authority, and that's why we want people to hear about him, and that's why we go. And that's also the answer to the how question. How do we do this? Not by having the cleverest answers. We go trusting that Jesus is with us. That's the promise. As we do this awesome mission, as we try and tell our friends and neighbors in this town about Jesus, we don't do it by being the cleverest or by having the best answers. We do it by trusting Jesus. With all authority in heaven and on earth, he is with us, helping us. Now, our prayer is that you could confidently invite someone to any church service, especially now they might be kept warm in their pew. Let me know if you have any particular ideas and suggestions that might help. We also put on particular courses and events to help you invite someone. And as a church, we keep it a priority always, because this is our mission as followers of Jesus. It is given to us by the risen Lord. You see, the resurrection of Jesus does change everything, and it did change everything forever. And it really doesn't make any sense, and it isn't loving to keep our heads down and keep this to ourselves. We have a wonderful mission from a wonderful Lord to tell about Jesus, Lord and Savior of all who believe, right where we are, where God has put you, right now, with the power and love of God in us. Let's go to it. Let me pray. Father God, we pray you show us who you have placed us near to share our faith with. We pray you give us the love to speak of Jesus. We pray that you grow your church through making disciples for the praise and glory of Jesus. Amen.